This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Yud Ches, Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah continues to discuss the different parts of a bed that was common at the time of the Mishnah, and the question of whether each part is susceptible to Tumah. The Mishnah says, Mal Ben Shenosno Alishonos, if the block into which the legs of the bed are inserted into was placed upon strips of wood. Possibly these strips of wood were used in a case where the ground was uneven to stabilize the bed, and the strips of wood would be attached to the blocks that encase the legs of the bed. The Mishnah presents a dispute as to whether the strips of wood are susceptible to Tumah. That issue is whether we consider the strips of wood, just like the Malvin blocks, to be halachically one with the bed. It's all one thing. If so, just like the bed has become Tumah, so too the strips of wood. Or do you say that since, on occasion, the strips of wood would be separated from the blocks, perhaps therefore they're considered separate from the bed, and as such, you know, they're just pshutei kliyeitz, they're wooden utensils, you know, by themselves without a container, and therefore they would not be mekabel tumah. So first we have Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda mitamin. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda rule that since, by and large, the strips are kept attached to the malvin blocks, which encase the legs of the bed, they're considered to be a part of the bed, and therefore the strips are mekabel tumah, just like the bed itself. However, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon mitaharin. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon rule that the strips of wood are not susceptible to tumah. For since they are sometimes removed, they're not considered to be a part and parcel of the bed. Rabbi Yossi argued for his and Rabbi Shimon's position. Why should this strip of wood be treated differently from the malbin blocks of Leviim, the subject of the previous Mishnah? The previous Mishnah said that the Levi's malbin block is not mekabel tumah. Why? Because Leviim would sometimes separate these malbin blocks to take them to travel to Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Yossi argues, so too we should say, being that these strips of wood are sometimes removed from the bed, they should be considered separate and distinct from the bed, and therefore they should not be mekabel tumah. Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda would argue back that these wooden strips are different because they're much more rarely separated from the bed. In any event, the halacha is in accordance with Rabbi Yossi.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.